It was a case of close but no cigar in the Magic Millions two-year-old classic for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace last Saturday with Dubious. That must have been sort of pleasing and frustrating at the same time as Kieran joins us. How are you, Kieran?
Morning, Matt.
Yeah, sort of job well done, but just missed.
Yeah, it's quite a odd feeling when the horse earns about $600,000 and everyone's disappointed.
But you can't complain in the run. Everything worked out well except for winning, I guess.
No, that's right. You know, he had a good run in transit. He got the split at the top of the straight. You know, Nick said when he got off, he would have loved to count to five, but the run came and he took it. And I said, no. Nah. I said, you know, you take that run around the Gold Coast every day of the week. So, super job by the team. Just, you know, a little bit frustrating. We found one better.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully you've got one better within your own stable tomorrow in Sydney and Igniting. But just one more thing back to Dubious. There's always another chance. Do you plough on to the Golden Slipper now?
Yeah, he'll have a little freshen up there at Aquist in Queensland. He'll probably have a week in the paddock and maybe another week on the Water Walker. And he'll either run in the Skyline or the Todman. Just one run into the Slipper.
All right. Well, Igniting runs in the first at Rose Hill tomorrow, and you need to get that feel of a good race. There's a lot of expensive yearlings, a lot of big stables, a lot of good trialers. And Igniting ran second on debut to Movie Roll, and the third place getter in that Hightail then ran third in the Magic Millions. Is there a sense that you might have two very smart two-year-olds? One's Dubious, and the other one might be Igniting.
Well, he certainly he's one of our sharper. He's probably a bigger, stronger version of Dubious, and probably similar first up runs. They both sort of had to do it the tough way. You know, Igniting was sort of three and four wide and a long way off the rail and sort of quickened up. I thought he was very good given the work he had to do. He's a big, strong raw horse, so definitely that run will bring him on physically and also experience-wise as well. And he's drawn a much better barrier. So with that run under his belt, a little bit further trip should be ideal for him.
I know it's a difficult question because you may not have even matched them on the track and they're two different individuals doing their own thing, but is there much between Dubious and Igniting?
I don't think so. Certainly on form, there's not a lot. If you marry up the form, there's not a lot between them. As I said, Igniting to a bigger, sort of stronger, maybe not quite as, he's sort of more raw still. But, you know, if the penny drops with him, he could be very good.
He's an interesting sire, Star Spangled Banner, isn't he? Dual hemisphere. I think there was a couple of issues along the way with him. Brooklyn Hustle is the Blue Diamond favourite, a daughter of Star Spangled Banner, and Igniting is a son of Star Spangled Banner. What's the backstory here?
Well, we purchased him from the classic sale up there in Sydney last year. I think Troy Corson's might have owned the mare, Sally May, so good for him. I think she's only a young mare, and also makes him eligible for the, you know, if he runs well tomorrow, he's eligible for the Millennium race up there at Warwick Farm.
Okay. All right, so sounds like all the ducks are lined up for tomorrow with Igniting?
Yeah, well, everything seems well. He worked well Tuesday. He seems nice and bright. So, as you touched on, you know, it's going to be, you know, there'd be different form lines and a lot of this time of year, there's no easy races, but he's certainly come on, and I'm very happy with him.
All right, and you've also got All Too Royal running up in race 7 tomorrow, and I imagine we're going to find a greater presence on a lot of Saturdays and across the week in Sydney with the Sydney stable now?
Yeah, that's right. Just, some horses suit, you know, given their rating or the way they're going or whatever it may be, but yeah, we'll certainly we'll start off. We've just got a small team there now, but as we grow the team and staff, I'm sure we'll grow the number of horses there and the presence on a Saturday.
Yeah, and as much as you're a big, well-known, established stable now, it's sort of a starting out process in Sydney, and I guess you'd like a pretty good strike rate early on. Is that a bit of a focus to make sure the as many of them are winning up there as possible, just for the branding of the stable up there?
Well, you know, that's always a focus for us. You know, placement of your horses is everything. You know, you can have them as fit and as well as possible, but if they're not in the right race, they won't be winning. So that's the focus we always sort of focus on. And, you know, we've got our systems and everything in place in Melbourne, and sort of, you know, alternative training facilities, whether it be beach or, you know, dressage or track or whatever the horse needs. So we'll just replicate that and, you know, get our alternative sort of training method for whatever horse presents itself. And I'm sure it should continue on pretty smoothly. It certainly started very well up there, so I'm sure it'll continue.
And just the final word on Ortoo Royal for our listeners. What are your confidence levels there in race 7 tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's a lovely race for him. He'll sit up on the speed. We went for the claim. He gets him at a nice weight. As I said, he'll sit on the speed, and the race maps well for him. I think he's in a really good vein of form, and I think he should run right up to his last start. Out to the 1,200 shouldn't be a problem, and he should be right in the finish.
All right, you've got a handful of acceptors at Flemington tomorrow. We won't harp specifically on them and their form too much, just get a bit of an overview. Are they all going to run at this stage?
Yes, all running at this stage.
All right, you got Dream Big and Royal Performance in race 2, and the market says Royal Performance?
I'd agree with the market. Royal Performance, he's a real progressive horse. I think the 2,000 would be ideal. And, I think it was pretty good form race last start at Caulfield. I thought he probably could have landed a pair closer, and that might have been the difference. There wasn't a lot between the top three, and I think the 2,000 will be really to his liking.
Ka-ching, second up in race 6 tomorrow.
Ka-ching, he's finished off pretty good first up. He was drawn wide and the race didn't map well for him, but he's come through that run nicely, and he'll improve. He'll be there. He might just need this run again as well.
Now, there's two interesting runners in race 8 that I really wanted to have a chat about. One of them is Gerildery Letter, and I'm trying to work out why he's such big odds. This is the ex-Adam Trinder, really, really good former three-year-old, basically, and he's now a six-year-old, and he won first time out for you at Warrnambool in an okay race and comes to Flemington. Is there a semblance of the real Gerildery Letter still there? And if there is, he's probably over the odds, isn't he?
Well, I was looking at that this morning, and I was surprised to see him at such big odds, but... if the looks are anything to go by, the horse, he looks like an oil painting. He looks unbelievable. So Adam sent him over in terrific order, and we thought we'd take him to Warrnambool just for hopefully to get a bit of confidence. He hadn't won for a while. He'd been off the scene for a while, and that sort of all went to plan. So we'll take him back to Saturday grade, and, you know, I'm very happy with the horse. So, yeah, I was surprised to see him at... such big odds.
Yeah, absolutely. And Black Sail is the stablemate, who's a third of the price, and Black Sail got the job done at Caulfield last up, but he's one of those horses who doesn't win out of turn, who does need everything to land at, in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, he does. If you look at his form, you know, if you just backed him to place every start, you know, he's usually at, you know, around that $5 to $10 mark, I'd say. If you're back in the place every time, you'd be going well with him. But you're right, he doesn't win out of turn. But he's a tough, fit horse that'll be right there again.
And Rutiger, first up for you. Oh, he's had more trainers than most horses I could think of in recent times. Not suggesting there's... Usually that means there's a difficult owner, but I'm not suggesting that at all. So what's the story of Rutiger? Last time we saw him, he was at Darwin, and before that he was at Doomben in the Gold Coast, and first up for you at Flemington. Is he a bit dizzy, this horse, or how's he going to shape up?
Well, again, he's really big odds, and he's been working pretty well, so... you know, I'm not saying he'll go there and win, but I'd say he'll run a nice race.
Is there a super duper chance for you? I suppose the one you'd love to see win is the one in Sydney, the 2-year old.
That's probably, you know, if he's got the form on the board, the horse seems really well, and you know, if he can perform well on Saturday, he's off to the Millennium, and and who knows, after that he might be hopefully taken on Dubious. But yeah, he'd be the one. Him and Royal Performance are probably our best two for the weekend.
Terrific. Good on you, Kieran. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Matt.
Good on you, mate. Kieran Maher there at 16 minutes to 9.